This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Brian Bell is a design activist. During a recent trip to Chattanooga, Brian joined us in the studios of Around and About to discuss the Social, Economic, Environmental Design Certification Program, known as SEED.
Many people are familiar with LEED, which is a way of measuring the environmental impact of the built environment. And LEED has been very successful in showing the relationship between buildings and the environment. But as we all know, there are other issues, other challenges in the world besides the environment. So what SEED does is take the success of LEED, which is really measuring impact, and apply it to social and economic issues as well. It's measuring social, economic, and environmental impact of buildings and other design products.
Designers are involved in many projects, including buildings, public parks, renovations, and object creation. Typically, once a project is completed, the designer's work is finished.
We need to start looking at what our buildings and our design products actually do. We need to stick around after we get our photograph and make sure that people are benefiting in the way that they expected to be. The reason SEED is different than LEED is because SEED encourages communities to come up with their own goals. And the nice thing about having social, economic, and environmental, each community can decide on what their own priorities are. LEED is great, but it's only about the environment. So if a community is doing a LEED building, they actually have a difficult time figuring out what about the employment factors here? What about job creation? What about all these other issues that we care about, but we're not measuring? When a community has an ability to set their own goals and then set their own indicators, we want to create 20 jobs during construction. We want to have some job training during this project. We want to have 100 more daycare positions after the building is built. These are pretty clear, easy to measure goals that one building could do. I think that it can be measured, and I think we need to do a better job of measuring. I mean, I do make the claim that design can contribute to these critical issues, but saying that, then we have to make sure we prove it.
SEED hopes to encourage designers to consider the final outcomes as well as all the assets a community can bring to the table.
All communities have limited resources. I like to talk about resources and assets, not just money, because there are many things, many, many assets communities have that go way beyond money. What this will do is to use those resources most effectively, allow a community to make sure that their limited resources are going exactly where they want to see the solution. I think a lot of times design is it's a hard thing for non-designers to understand. It's sort of a mystery sometimes. How do you create? How do you produce these products? And designers have this responsibility to be the hands, the creative actors for the public. We need to make sure that when the public gives us a goal or says these are the issues we have in this community, that the products hit the target. Yes, limited resources always. Effective use of resources is really what this is about. But let me give you some examples of how a community has resources beyond financial. We were working in a community in Asheville, North Carolina, and we're doing a bus shelter there. We'd ask the community, what do you like about your community? And there'd be silence. But we observed this community, and there was an intersection that everybody would slow down in their car and have a conversation. And there was a bus stop there. If anybody's waiting for the bus stop, somebody would come and pick them up and take them into town. And we thought, what a wonderful community. You know, we'd never seen people having these conversations. It was so social and friendly, but that wasn't something they identified. So we decided to put our bus shelter there that we were building for the city as a way of celebrating that corner and its social qualities and letting anybody waiting for a bus have a little better place to wait, but also kind of marking the significance of this sort of urban creation that they'd come up with. So that's an asset, a unique quality that sometimes communities don't see, but it's an asset, and we think that you can effectively, like we could have put a bus stop anywhere and that would have helped some people waiting for the bus. But we wanted to be the most effective and really celebrate this community and let them appreciate what they had.
The certification process provides a means to measure the success of a design project based on the needs of the community.
What we say to a community is, what are your issues? And we're not talking about design issues or architectural issues. We don't care how many columns there are in the building. We want to know the big issue: health, education, employment. what is the design project to address those issues? So it might be a hospital, it might be a job training center, daycare center, bus shelters. How has the community participated in this process, and how are they going to participate throughout the process? Because we don't want a top-down decision-making. We want democratic equality to our decision-making. Designers have some expertise, but that community has a lot of expertise too. We all bring something to it. Furthermore, we say, how are you going to measure that you have met these goals? You have to state that up front. There have to be measurements that can account for the success. Every community, yeah, can come up with a unique set of goals, but the process is showing the community that they have accomplished those goals. So it's not a certification that you can do in one day. It's a many-year certification from start to finish. Furthermore, once the project is complete, it's not over. We want you to come back year after year to show results. The month of April, people will be able to sign up a project for free. Eventually, we'll need to pay our reviewers. We've got 15 reviewers already trained. We want to give people some guidance that's accessible and affordable and just helps them do the right thing.
SEED, Social Economic Environmental Design, is a certification that applies measures of social outcomes to design projects. You can find links to learn more from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.